Ask the Experts show, where the experts offer you educational information from local experts in the field of legal health, financial, and home improvement. Join us every week at this time for great educational information from lawyers, doctors, contractors, and specialists in their field. Sit back and enjoy the next hour of Ask the Experts.
Hello, it's Ask the Experts, and I'm Lee Richards. With me today, Sue Meitner, who I met at the door this morning, and we immediately hit it off, and I could tell this is not only going to be an informative show, it's also going to be fun. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me, and we love to have fun, especially in the mortgage business.
And you're president at Centennial Lending Group, correct?
Correct, I am.
What's your phone number?
So my phone number is 215-469-1000 is the office number, and we have someone at the office right now. So if anyone's interested, they can feel free to give the people at my office a ring.
And they can call for information.
They can, oh, yeah, absolutely, call for information, but you're going to get lots of information today.
And people are sometimes shy, so what's your website?
So our website is www.centennial, not actually, let me not be nervous, clghomeloans.com.
No reason to be nervous here because we're friends.
Exactly.
So basically, if we went out to a restaurant, we were having a cup of coffee, and I would be asking you questions like, Sue, tell me about this, about mortgages and that. And that's what we're, that's
I
where
can
we're
do
at.
That all day long. And we actually just changed our website, hence me messing that up. But it's clghomeloans.com.
And this is easier because we don't have to tip the waitress.
Yeah.
I'm a good tipper, by the way. All right, so people have already gotten the idea that we're going to discuss mortgages, but it's so much more than just saying mortgage. What is the difference, first of all, between buying a house and renting?
Right. So when you purchase a home, you're able to gain equity in the home that you own. So every month you pay a mortgage payment, and that is broken up between principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. And the principal and the interest go towards, obviously, paying the interest that you owe on the loan, and the principal goes to what you owe on the loan,
right,
to be less. And you, as you pay your mortgage payment over 360 months or 30 years or 20 years or 15 years, it brings down your mortgage payment, your mortgage principal. So you gain equity in your house. So when you don't own your house, you're actually paying someone else's mortgage or just putting money in their pocket. So one, you're gaining wealth, and the other one, you're not gaining wealth.
That's pretty easy.
Now, right.
There is a trend among some people these days, especially senior citizens who have money to spend, to rent, just because they've reached a point in their life, it's easier for them to pick up the phone and call somebody and say, fix this, instead of worrying. But when you're starting out, or even somebody my age, which I'm not going to tell you what it is, I feel much more secure knowing that I'm contributing to my property. It is mine. Whatever goes in is mine. And in the end, if I want to sell it, it's mine.
Right. Well, you're building wealth. So whether you're 20 years old or 60 years old, we have mortgages for absolutely everyone. And it's a decision that you need to really discuss with a mortgage advisor to say, is this the right time for me? When is the right time for me? Maybe it's not the right time for you. How can I prepare for it to be the right time? And maybe if you are downsizing and you don't want as big of a house or as much of a house, we can get you into like a Center City condo where you can pick up the phone and call someone and ask them for help. So there's lots of different, you don't always need to be in a single family home. You can be in many different houses, and there's many different plans and options for you. And what's your choice?
So it's not just what we think it is. There's so much more. And you are an expert, or you wouldn't be president of the company.
Right. So I've been in the mortgage business since I got out of college. And so that's been a little bit of time. So after I went over 20, 25 years, I stopped saying how long. And so I like to become someone's friend and advise them on what I can help them with. So it's not just a one and done. I'm not a taxi cab driver. At Centennial, we really try to figure out what's the best option for each of our clients. And then we consider them raving fans, and we want them to constantly think of us when they think they need mortgage advice. So we're constantly there for them. And I think that lots of my past customers will tell you that they call me for advice all the time, which is great. I actually
that is important.
It's totally important. I had someone call me the other day who I helped when he was a starting to be a right out of college, a college graduate in Center City, and he was purchasing a house. He had a part-time job, had a part-time job in his field, and he was making $50,000 a year. And they were him and his friends were going to be renting this house. And he called me and said, "Do you think I can own?" And I said, "Let's see it." I said, "I think you can own if you get a non-occupying co-borrower." And so he got his parents to co-sign on the loan as a non-occupying co-borrower. And 5 years later, he called me last week and said, "Sue, with the way that the market's been, I just wanted to let you know that I'm selling the house. I'm moving back to where my family is, but I actually have $250,000 worth of equity that I wouldn't have had if you didn't help me with the mortgage. Do you do mortgages in North Carolina?" And I said, "Okay, we can definitely work on that." So, but I was so excited that here this person collected rent from his friends for $1,000 a month, and he was able to put those payments towards his mortgage payment and offset his mortgage payment while building equity. And now he can go buy another house with the $250,000, and he's so excited.
And he learned a very important financial lesson in life.
Yes.
Which hopefully he will carry forward. But talk about liking your mortgage person. When I refinanced many years ago, took a 30-year and made it a 15-year, and wound up paying less.
Right, of course.
Which was, like, awesome.
That is awesome.
I was so pleased with the people and the deal, I got them three other customers, like, right away. People who were also considering.
Because you were a raving fan, and so what any mortgage person's goal is to develop the relationship to have raving fans to refer business to.
Well, they made it doable, too. I mean, people get caught up, like, with closing costs and stuff like that. And some of those closing costs aren't always necessary. And, you know, if a person reads, they'll know that this is just a fluff cost kind of a thing. And then they have to negotiate it and so forth and so on. This person went in, all the fluff costs were off. Anything you did not need, they did not ask.
Correct.
And so it brought the closing costs so way down, people were ready to jump on immediately. Now, what I found out afterward, this company then sells the mortgage to another company. There's a... Another
Most
business.
Mortgage companies, unless you go with a bank, will sell your mortgage.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't realize until then.
And actually, some banks even sell their mortgage within their mortgage division. So that is very common in the industry and has been for a long time.
So I wound up, you know, with another company and then with another company. But it was fine. It still was costing me what I wanted to pay.
Right. We have an actual special program going on right now with regards to closing costs. If you're a hero, meaning a doctor, nurse, firefighter, police officer, veteran, we are giving $1,500 towards the closing costs if you're in one of those professions.
Well, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. We're trying to give back to our
heroes.
I know
there are programs, and we're going to get to this for first-time home buyers too, which may address some of that, but we're not there yet.
We're not there yet.
Yes. I'm still thinking about the people who want to rent, and is there any advantage then of buying over renting besides the equity that builds up?
Well, you are building your credit, you're building your wealth, you're building the equity in your house, you are able to obtain the American dream of owning a home. The benefits are endless. So
right.
You make your dreams in your home.
I was thinking that today on the way in when I knew we were going to meet and discuss this. And I was thinking, well, it is the American dream.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they say for some millennials, it's not so much their dream or not yet. But they have a lot to learn.
I think that we're seeing a lot of people, millennials and non-millennials, purchasing houses right now.
And whatever the new generation is.
I don't even know what that is.
I do not know. But I will tell you this. When I was 18 years old, for some reason I had this thing. I was watching real estate prices.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw in just a couple months the prices in the area where I wanted to live went up $1,000 on all the house. I mean, across the board, prices were going up. And I said to the guy I was engaged to be married to, and we were going to be married, you know, within the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I was young, I know. I said, "We have to buy a house. We have to buy." He said, "But I want to live in an apartment." He had that James Bond kind of thing of an apartment in his mind. But nope, we have to buy a house. And we bought that house. with an FHA mortgage.
Right.
We were two little kids with no money.
FHA and VA loans are amazing.
So at that time, for $1,000, we went in and didn't realize what a good move that was. Because when we turned around to sell that to move on to something else, what was then $17,500, we're talking about a house, mm-hmm. then became $65,000 for the resale price.
Right.
Those people resold it for $120,000, and those are worth now over $200,000, had I held on to it.
Right. Right. What people don't understand and what they're coming to realize is that you can rent a house, an apartment for $1,300, but you also can get a mortgage that's around $1,700 for the same price house, for like a $250,000 house. But when you factor in the tax benefits that you have by owning a house, right. it actually ends up to be about $85 less on a monthly basis. So we can talk to someone and figure out what they're paying in rent now right. and what they could afford with a mortgage.
Yeah, I think people will be surprised. If I could do it as a teenager, as a kid, anybody right. can do it. Where there's a will, there's a way. You know, there may be new rules in place. I really don't know. But you're the expert, and you're the one they have to talk to. Sue Meitner, president at Centennial Lending Group. Again, I'm going to give you the number, 215-469-1000. There is somebody there to answer your questions right now. And give us the website, please, again.
CLGHomeLoans.com.
You're going to get it by the end of
the day. I will get it. You don't really give out your website that often.
Yeah, but sometimes some people want to just look and see.
You're totally right.
I'm going to give you another advantage of buying over renting. Less people to tell you what to do. If you want a barbecue, if you want a grill in your backyard.
You can.
If you want a cat, a dog.
Paint the walls.
A big dog, not a yip yip, you know. If you want more than one cat, you know, when you're renting, you have to follow the rules within federal guidelines, of course.
Right.
That your landlord gives you. So if your landlord says no pets, no grilling, no this, no that, you have to. Condos have the same problem too, though.
Yes.
And they would tell you, no, you can't bring your dog who's 106 pounds. We have a limit of 30 pounds on the dog. And if you want to bring the cat, I'm going to charge you another $50 a month.
And parking, too. You have parking issues when you rent sometimes.
Well, there's always parking issues.
There's always parking issues.
At the rate we're going, it's going to be all cars. Have you been on the expressway lately?
I was just on it.
Oh, so you saw what was going mm-hmm. on today. Okay. So what if you don't have a lot of savings, like we didn't when we went in as kids? What do they do?
Right. So if you sometimes it's a myth right now that you need 20% to put down on a house. That is not the case in any way, shape, or form. If you are a veteran, you can get into a home for 0% down. And if you are an FHA buyer, which is also a government-backed program, you can get in for less than 3% down. So what we can do is work on how much you have and how much you need, and you can always have the seller put money towards your closing costs. You don't need very much. So as okay. a veteran, if you want to buy a $300,000 house, you can get in for less than $10,000. You can get less for $12,000 on a $250,000 house with FHA.
I have some thoughts on that, and I want to continue. But to be honest with you, we're going to take a little break.
Absolutely.
Catch your breath. And then we're going to come back and we're going to continue with that portion of the conversation here on Ask the Experts.
A home purchase most of the time is the largest financial transaction in a person's lifetime. It's important to make the correct decisions and to keep an eye on the details, especially when it comes to the financing of that home. Centennial Lending Group is your trusted advisor. This process should be an efficient, pleasant, and ultimately rewarding experience to fulfill the American dream of owning a home. The experienced team at Centennial Lending Group is committed to opening doors to make home ownership a reality for you. They take great pride in providing the highest level of personal service combined with the power of today's top technology. What this means to you is that you will get a caring, attentive mortgage consultant to answer your important questions while enjoying the conveniences of choosing from applying online with the mobile app or speaking directly to a professional. CLG's ultimate goal is to make the mortgage process as simple and worry-free as possible. They appreciate the opportunity to earn your business and look forward to putting their mortgage expertise to work for you. They are the company people know, like, and trust, so do not keep them a secret. Call them at 855-538-2600.
Welcome back to Ask the Experts. I'm Lee Richards, and Sue Meitner, president at Centennial Lending Group, is with us today. And we were talking about how much money you need to buy a house and how surprising it can be to find you may not need as much as you think. People think, oh, they need 20% down. Well, maybe. But this, and if you don't have a lot of money in savings, does it make sense to wait a couple of years and save more money for a down payment, or wait for the price to rise on the house, which is probably going to be more than the money that you've saved?
Well, what I forgot to say is on conventional loans, you can put 5% down, but there are some programs for first-time homebuyers that you can put 3% down on those conventional products. Now, with regards to if you should wait or not, if you wait, you don't know what the future will hold. Nobody has a glass ball.
Prices go up.
Prices go up. Interest rates can go up. And it could be the difference of if you can buy a $300,000 house or a $250,000 house or a $400,000 or a $350,000 house. You really want to, if you can buy and you're in a position to buy, you should buy, or you should at least look into it and see if it's an option for you.
Yes.
The only thing that can hinder you purchasing a house would be your credit score. And right now, credit scores go down to 580 for lots of different products. So I would say that you need to really see where you stand with regards to your credit score. And what a lot of people don't understand or know is every time you pull your credit for a different reason, you get a different credit score. So if you pull it in Credit Karma, you might get one credit score. When you go to purchase a car, you will get another credit score. And with a house, you will also get another credit score. It is all based on the risk factors of what you are pulling the credit for.
Well, what is this I heard, though, about the more times your credit is checked, it could be held against you?
It could be held against you if you're looking for cars and looking for houses and buying furniture and pulling and running credit cards up.
Right.
But if you look for a mortgage one or do an inquiry 1, 2, 3 times, it really won't hurt you that much. And that is explainable. And it doesn't plummet your credit score.
Because I was told that right before because I was talking about refinancing when interest rates went way down.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And somebody said, don't apply for a credit card. Pay down your credit cards. Try not to have too much else that you owe to anybody. And clean it up before you start making applications. I guess it doesn't hurt.
You really need to look at the full picture. If you have your credit cards maxed out, it will hurt your credit. Most of the time you want to see if you owe $10,000, most of the time you want it under $5,000. You want about 50% that you owe on the card, less than 50% on the card. So sometimes your FICO score can go up if you don't have much credit and you spend money and you charge it. So we don't like when people go out and get new credit while they're getting a mortgage because it will change the profile that you have.
Right. So if you're waiting to buy a car, you can put it off a little longer.
A little bit longer is fantastic.
That's great. So we do or do not need that 20% down.
You definitely do not need the 20% down.
And you can tell us how to work with that.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's so important. Okay. So mortgage payments, you touched on this before, can be more or less than your rent.
Well, it matters the price of house that you're purchasing.
Yes.
If you come to us and your rent is $1,500, we very easily can deduct the homeowner's insurance, the mortgage insurance, and the taxes from that to determine what principal and interest payment you can afford, which will then illustrate what home you can afford.
Right.
And then we can go from there.
So there's a way to do it when you talk to somebody who understands the ins and the outs like you, Sue.
Yes.
That's
can come
really
to me and say, I pay $2,400 in rent and I only want to spend $2,600 on a mortgage, what can I afford? And we figure it out that way. I always work with people and what they're paying, what comfortable, what makes their payment comfortable for them.
So there's no reason to wing it.
No reason to wing it.
You don't charge them to answer questions.
Yeah, I was just qualifying a person who didn't want to give me their information. And she said, I'm just going to keep on looking at houses. And I said, the realtor's not going to have you look at houses for much longer if you're not qualified and they don't know what you can afford. So it costs you nothing to do it. And she thanked me later on for going over the process with her so that she understood.
What do you mean by qualified?
So what I mean by qualified is what you can afford with the income and the assets you have. So there's two qualifications. You have to qualify based on your income and you have to qualify based on the money you have to work with, because you do need to have closing costs and down payment. But as I said, it can be very minimal if we discuss getting the seller to pay some of your closing costs. With the $1,500 lender credit we have for HEROES right now, we can make it be very inexpensive in order to purchase a house.
Cool. I'm ready to do it.
I'm not saying cheap. I'm saying inexpensive.
Okay, now you're talking about qualify. Is that different than pre-approval?
Right. So, well, there's difference between qualify, pre-approval, and actually being approved. So a qualification is really not collecting any of your paperwork. You're just saying how much you make, how much money you have, and we are not verifying anything. A pre-approval is when you give your mortgage person your pay stubs, your W-2s, your bank statements, a copy of your driver's license, and we actually look at all of the stuff, verify it, and we pre-approve you. Now, the really great thing at Centennial Lending is we actually do a full-blown commitment and approval, so you can shop like a cash buyer. We take your pay stubs, your W-2s, your bank statements. We fill out an entire application. We have our underwriter underwrite the file completely, say if we need anything else, and then you actually get a commitment so that when you put in that offer with another offer that might come in and the other person's just pre-qualified and you have an actual commitment, you are shopping like a cash buyer.
Right, right. That's pretty important then.
It takes the nervousness away from the buyer and the seller actually, because they know that you are an approved loan.
Especially important as the buyer's market heats up.
Yes.
Now there's a buyer's market and there's a seller's market.
Correct.
And sometimes, now you've heard, I know you've heard of this, and for folks who didn't realize, when it's a hot market out there, people will pay cash, sometimes under the table, to the person selling the home just to put them ahead of somebody else. And then there are times when you just can't move it.
Right. So we are a little bit in a seller's market right now. So there's lots of cash offers that are being submitted. What I always say is with a cash offer, the people can always go spend their cash. But when you have an actual mortgage commitment with the money sitting at our office, that can't be spent.
So it's a good idea then to be pre-approved. Now you said driver's license. Why do they need the driver's license?
Well, with fraud today, we need to verify that you are who you say you are. So we get a copy.
I mean, if you have tickets and stuff, does that go against your...
Absolutely not. We're just verifying who you are. You can give us a copy of your passport, too. We
don't,
just say driver's license so you have it.
Yeah, but what if you don't have perfect credit?
Well, as I said, if you don't have perfect credit, we can either structure your loan into a program such as an FHA product that allows you to have a little bit less of a FICO score than conventional.
Okay.
And we can also tell you what you need to do to fix your credit. And that's what I do every day, is tell people, you might not be able to purchase today, but you will be in 6 months. Here's the four things you need to do to get your credit score up, and then we can buy a house.
So you tell them what they need to do to get ready.
Absolutely.
So that they're in a position to move ahead and move ahead quickly.
Absolutely. We want every person to have the ability, if they can, to purchase a house and if they want to.
And I think a person selling would be very appreciative as well, knowing that they're not wasting their time with somebody who's just window shopping.
Yes, we do.
We've all window shopped.
Yeah, realtors don't like window shopping.
But admit it, we've all window shopped. I saw a $1 million condo go up near me. I had to go to the open house. I had to.
Yes.
I wanted to see what's going on.
Absolutely.
In the kitchen, the colors were all wrong. I didn't want it. Couldn't buy it anyway, but I didn't want it. Okay. You mentioned the first time home buyers can get in for like as little as 3%.
There's many different first time home buyer programs with Fannie, Freddie, and FHA. And as soon as we get all the information, we can figure out what's the best option. A loan officer at my company would walk you through those options and be able to determine very quickly which program you fit best in. And with some of the first-time home buyer programs, you need to have home buying counseling, which you just go on the computer and it's a 30-minute class, and then you are able to be certified.
Yeah, no, I heard that there's, and I never had to pay this, that there's an additional insurance that you have to buy on a portion of your mortgage. Not the homeowners. I forgot what it was called, though.
Private mortgage insurance. When you put less than 20% down, you have private mortgage insurance, and it can range anywhere from $18 a month to $200 a month. It matters how much you're putting down, what your FICO score is, and the amount of house and loan that you're buying.
But that goes away after a while, right?
After you have 20% down in a conventional mortgage, it does. If you have an FHA mortgage, you have to refinance in order to get that off.
Okay, so talk to the realtor first, or come see you at Centennial Lending Group first. Mortgage consultant.
Well, if you're working with a realtor, the realtor will be able to give you a referral of who to use. But if you don't have a realtor that you're working with, we would love to work with you, and you can call us at 215-469-1000.
Let's repeat that again. 215-469-1000. Sounds like a radio jingle.
It is.
And what kind of paperwork do you need to get started?
You need 1 month's worth of pay stubs, W-2s for 2 years. If you're not self-employed, if you are self-employed, we need 2 years' tax returns and 3 months' bank statements.
And that's really it.
So it's that easy.
And then all they do is call you. And if they want more information, of course, they can go to your website, and I'll make it easy for you, www.clghomeloans.com, right?
Right.
And again, the phone number, let's do it together,
215-469-1000. And as I always tell everyone, please do not keep me a secret. And if anyone needs mortgage advice, I am always here for you.
And they can tell their family and their friends and their neighbors.
Absolutely. That's what I'm here for.
Thank you so much. Sue Meitner, wonderful job today. President
Thanks.
At Centennial Lending Group. Let's all go out and buy a house. This is Lee Richards. Thank you for joining us on Ask the Experts.